Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Power reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and tags Killebrew, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rollins. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Rollins steals second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins moves to third. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Rollins scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Hall moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins moves to third. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Dave DeBuscher now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Allison moves to second. One out. Frank Bauman now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins is walked intentionally. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Allison moves to third. Rollins moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Allison scores. Rollins scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into left field. Killebrew picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Killebrew. Nicholson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Ward moves to second. It's 8-2, Twins. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Tommy McGraw. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. Hansen moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. It's 8-3, Twins. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Bill Daly now pitching. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, Twins. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing first base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Verhals hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Green pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Green steals second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.